Satam akuto bayam yoginam nrepa nienitam hareya namanukirtanam etanni vidyamanana icchatam akuto bayam yoginam nripanitam hareya namanukitana etanni vidyamanana icchatam akuto bayam yoginam nripanirnitam hareya namanukirtana etanni vidyamanana icchatam akuto bayam yoginam nripanitam hareya namanukirtana
please, someone else.
Etanni vidyamananam icchatam akuto bayam yoginam nripanirnitam hareya namanukirtanam etanni vidyamananam icchatam akuto bayam yoginam nripanirnitam hareya namanukirtanam.
Yes, Mataji, please.
Etanni vidyamananam icchatam akuto bayam yoginam nripanirnitam hareya namanukirtanam. nivityamananam ichadamakutobayam yoginam vipanivitam
are namanukirtanam
It is nivityamananam of those who are completely free from all material desires. Ichatam of those who are desirous of all sorts of material enjoyment. Akutabhayam, free from all doubts and fear. Yoginam, of all who are self-satisfied. Nipa, O King, Ninitam, decided truth. Harehe, of the Lord Shri Krishna. Nama, holy name. Anu, after someone or always. Kirtanam, chanting. Translation. O King, my dear devotees who are in the back, we are so happy that you cut the vegetables. But please don't talk and cut softly. Softly. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the vase of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. Purport. In the previous verse, the great necessity for attaining attachment to Mukunda has been accredited. There are different types of persons who desire to attain success in different varieties of pursuits. Generally, the persons are materialists who desire to enjoy the fullest extent of material gratification. Next to them are the transcendentalists who have attained perfect knowledge about the nature of material enjoyment and thus are aloof from such an illusory way of life. More or less, they are satisfied in themselves by self-realization. Above them, who can imagine who's above the materialists and the transcendentalists? Devotees, yes. Above them are the devotees of the Lord, who neither aspire to enjoy the material world, nor do they desire to get out of it. They are after the satisfaction of the Lord Shri Krishna. In other words, the devotees of the Lord do not want anything on their personal account If the Lord desires, the devotees can accept all sorts of material facilities. And if the Lord does not desire this, the devotee can leave aside all sorts of facilities, even up to the limit of salvation. Nor are they self-satisfied, because they want the satisfaction of the Lord only. In this verse, so three classes of people are described by Srila Prabhupada here, the materialist. Their goal is to somehow increase the standard of their sense gratification. Then we have the transcendentalist. They have understood that this is not working. And then there are the devotees. And now, what should the devotees do? This is now discussed. I think many of us are somewhere in between. We are not gross materialists. We have understood material life is suffering, and therefore we have chosen a spiritual path. But the question now is, are we really in the third category, that is devotees who are having one goal in their life? What was that goal? They look for only one thing: is Krishna satisfied? I mean, if we stop for a moment at this purpose, this means this, if you want to be a devotee, this day you have to make a plan to satisfy Krishna. Then you are a devotee. According to this definition, what could you do? Think about this, to satisfy a person. I know what I should do if I want to satisfy Gaur Krishna. I would have to, sit with him and compose new melodies. He's a man who looks for good melodies for kirtan. And I would give him maybe a new hoodie. Hoodie is for young people, a new dress. British dress, hoodie, they are called. So if I to look out for someone, to satisfy someone, is very, very difficult. I would, for instance, not really know what to do to satisfy Chandra Shekhar. I have some ideas, but I most probably would have to ask him, Prabhu, what would really give joy to your heart today? And then I would try to work in this direction. So my question to you is, what will you do today to satisfy Krishna? Do you understand? This is extremely concrete. It's not, and by the way, this is not just for the lecture, that we get an idea now in the lecture. The whole day, what will you do to satisfy Krishna? Think about it, and let us hear. So Prabhupada will now say what someone who wants to be a devotee should do in order to progress in his spiritual life and satisfy Krishna. In this verse, Sri Shukadev Goswami recommends the transcendental chanting of the holy name of the Lord. By offenseless chanting and hearing of the holy name of the Lord, one becomes acquainted, means one gets to know, the transcendental form of the Lord, and then with the attributes of the Lord, and then one gets to know the transcendental nature of his pastimes. Here it is mentioned that one should constantly chant the holy name of the Lord after hearing it from authorities. This means that hearing from the authorities is the first essential. Hearing of the holy name gradually promotes one to the stage of hearing about his form, his attributes, his pastimes, and so on. And thus, the necessity of the chanting of his glories develops successively. This process is recommended not only for the successful execution of devotional service, but also even for those who are materially attached. Do you get it? If you want to satisfy Krishna, this here it is said, you make a plan how to chant free of offenses. You must work on this part of your life. And then hear this. This is the plan, and I suggest, because today is Ekadasi, that in the session which is there in the afternoon, we have a very sincere attempt of a japa workshop, where we learn or try to bring our chanting to a higher level. Do you think this is a good idea?
Yes.
Ekadasi. That would mean those who have said yes would have to be there. No? Yes. Words mean things. According to Sri Shukadev Goswami, this way of attaining success is an established fact, concluded not only by him, but also by all other previous acharyas. Therefore, there is no need of further evidence. The process is recommended not only for the progressive students in different departments of ideological success, but also for those who are already successful in their achievement as fruitive workers, as philosophers, or as devotees of the Lord. Yes. So let me just see something. Oh my God, wonderful. This is a super long purport. I will stop here and I will continue whenever there is the next possibility with the purport. Srila Prabhupada will now explain that chanting must be done loud, in a loud way, and then he says, then he will explain to us the offenses and how to avoid them. We will read this later. For now, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nivishesha Shunyavari Paskaryare Zatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadada Sivasari Go Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Some say that with this shloka or verse, the Bhagavatam and the teachings start. It's the beginning. The instruction is an instruction which Shukadev Goswami will repeat many times throughout the Bhagavatam. It is that the chanting of the holy name is a recommended process for success. And it's for everyone good. Even the person who is materially attached, he can bring his life to success. The transcendentalist who is detached, and for the devotees. And you might ask yourself the question, really? how, what is the reasoning here, the logic? Why is this working for all types of people to bring them to their desired goal? And this will bring us to the question, what is the essence of spiritual practice? The essence of any spiritual practice is to purify the heart and take the unwanted things out of the heart and bring a good new understanding or purity into the heart. Any process which is meant to bring you from A to B has to change you, because only if you are changed, if your heart is transformed, can you start a new life. If your heart remains the way it is at the present, you will continue with the life which you have at the present moment. So in order to change to a new life, you need to change your heart. If you want to say this in an esoteric way, and I understand some of you here are thinking in these categories, you would have to say you need to change your level of energy. For instance, depressive thoughts or critical thoughts are in one type of energy. You can measure this by adopting certain frequency measuring devices, and they can tell you how your energy goes down when you are depressed or when you criticize or so on. And when you want to change your energy level, you will have to come to a positive or a different level where you say, yes, it's possible. Yes, why am I depressed? It is not necessary. I have opportunities which I have not yet used. And the moment you come up, your heart will beat more, your different functions start, which can be measured. But I don't want to talk on the esoteric level. I want to remain in a language which you all are accustomed to during lectures. You have to purify your heart. You have to do something in your heart if you want to progress. Very important understanding. Very, very necessary ABC. Understanding of spiritual knowledge. So sadhana, let me now talk about spiritual life and spiritual practice, is always meant to purify the impure heart or mind. If that is not done with your sadhana, if you do not purify your mind, then you are either following the wrong sadhana for you, or you're not applying the sadhana in the right way. You have to learn, where do I make mistakes here? You can really make a measurement in your life. Is my heart purified? Is my energy level changing? Do I have more a different perspective on life, a purer perspective, a more spiritual perspective? You can just make this test every day and see and monitor your own spiritual life and how it's going. Now, my dear devotees, we live in a certain age. It's an age it has a certain quality, a certain atmosphere to it. And no one can escape the influence of this age. It's almost like the weather outside. It's now cold, Some of you have fallen asleep because the circulation goes down. I see two devotees there. Madhavananda, you look very sweet when you sleep. And your neighbor looks extremely attractive. But they're even a little better when you are awake. No? No one can escape the influence of the weather. It's just cold, and you need to dress in a different way. But if you are intelligent, you can see, okay, now is bad weather. Now I don't want to get into a bad mood now. You can change something in your heart if you want. But the influence is very, very, everyone will feel the weather is cold. In the same way, we live in an age, the age of Kali, where these negative things, a negative influence is just increasing, and no one can escape it. It's just very strong, the impure energy of this. I was yesterday, was it yesterday or before yesterday? The day before yesterday, I was in the Berlin airport, you know, going for my train, and they always have these news, and I saw one news. It said, I was very interested, according to a recent study, the hate mails on the email, on the internet, are increasing. You know, it's more, 78% of the people, that is almost 80%, that's have an experience of negative harassment, it's called. Harassment is someone is after you. I personally have experience of this also. And I know what this is, and I've talked with many people about it, and they also know what it is. And yesterday I understood very nicely, this is the quality of the age of Kali. It has to be like this. It's this is what the age is. It is not necessarily the people who write emails. It's just the influence which very few can escape. It's a very negative atmosphere of criticizing, of negative information, negative impressions, negativity. It belongs to this age. It has to be there. It's Kali's working. Shukadev Goswami gives a reason. He says, in the age of Kali, everything is polluted. He says, objects are polluted. Places are polluted. And even individuals are polluted. Only the Lord Himself can help at this time. Austerities cannot help. Breath control, pranayam, cannot help. Even if you want to show compassion, it is impure, it is polluted. Bathing in holy places doesn't work any longer because the holy places are also full of Kali Yuga influences. Maybe you have seen when you visit holy places, meat eating, alcohol is there. Charity is polluted, and even various mantras chanting is polluted, and therefore you can't get purification through these processes. Do you follow his logic? Let us say I have a pot which is filled with alcohol, and I want to now make it pure so that I can cook milk in it and offer it for Krishna. If I now take a cleansing agent, something which is meant to clean, but that is impure also, then I won't make my pot clean. If I take water which is muddy or chemically polluted, or if I take another water where there's wine inside, you know, I will not be able to make the pot clean. So in Kali Yuga, it's very difficult to find something pure. Everything has become influenced by the impurity. Everything. Our endeavors have become our mind is influenced. Maybe you see this when you sit down for chanting. You want to focus your mind, but the mind puts all types of images before you which are not Krishna conscious. So Sukadev Goswami says, at this time, only one person, one thing, or one entity is not polluted. Could you guess who is not polluted in Kali Yuga? Krishna. Someone said Krishna. You are a philosopher. Yes, only Krishna is not polluted. The Lord is above the influence of material nature. Everything else is polluted. Your chanting is also polluted. When I see myself chanting, I'm not very impressed, really. Not impressed. Everything is that the Kali Yuga is everywhere. Everywhere we find mistakes, even in a spiritual institution, we find so many mistakes, no? Ego problems, ego fights, politics. Have you noticed? No, not in Serbia, Maharaj. This has the only pure place in the universe. Everything. Kali Yuga is everywhere. It's just, this is the age. This is the age of Kali. There was a song in our movement. This is the age of Kali. No need. Only Krishna is not polluted. Hare Krishna. One time there was a devotee who said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I only trust you. I don't trust my god brothers any longer. Prabhupada knew, someone who has this critical mentality, you know, he said, I might also disappoint you. Better you trust only in Krishna. Now we should not think, you know, that Prabhupada is not trustworthy. That's not the point of this, why I say this. Here Prabhupada dealt with someone who was very critical, and he knew he would find faults even in Srila Prabhupada. That's why he gave the answer. But on another level, Prabhupada wanted to make the point, Krishna is pure. He is the supreme pure. That is, he has a name like this, Pavitram Idam Uttamam. No? The supreme pure. Arjuna addresses Krishna in his glorification with this, Pavitram Idam Uttamam. You are the supreme pure. So Krishna, my dear devotees, in order to help the conditioned soul who is unable in this age of Kali to do anything for his betterment, Krishna comes in the form of the holy name. And therefore the sadhana means practice of chanting the holy name is the most efficient process, but you need to learn how to chant it purely. You know, you need to chant it in a way that there are no impurities or no kali coming into your chanting. That's why the 10 offenses need to be studied first of all, to be understood. What does this mean? And then we need to know how to avoid each single one of them. Shukadev Goswami gives a very powerful example with which he wants to prove his point that in Kali Yuga only one sadhana will work. That's the sadhana where Krishna is personally present. He says, only fire applied to gold can remove any discoloration caused by traces of other metals. In the same way, only the Lord, when he enters the heart and minds of the yogis, can purify them. Nothing else. Let us study the example. When you have gold from a gold mine, it is usually mixed with other metals. So what you do is, you don't bring water to wash the metals out. This doesn't work. Also, a chemical solution doesn't work. You can't also go like, psst, and blow air on the gold. No. What you do is you have to bring fire, and then the fire will work on the gold in such a way that the impurities will be driven out of the gold and assemble on the surface of the gold as so-called dross. The German word for dross is schlacken. What is it in Serbian? Schlack, I think. Yes, that's why I had a feeling it is schlack. Schlack, it sounds really the right way. The schlacks come out, you know, the schlacken, the dross, the impurities will come out and it will come on the surface. Now a devotee who is sincere will have to scrape that off. Have you noticed sometimes devotees are so angry, so distracted? This is good in some ways. They're getting purified. But now the second part is, you have to take it off and batsati it. Batsati, batsati, batsati means to throw it away. That's very important. That's why we have rules and regulations. That's why we have avoiding offenses. Because as we engage in the sadhana of Krishna consciousness, things will come out which are there. It is bound to happen. And no one joins as an angel. We are an angel and a devil. And two, everything is together in the age of Kali. Yeah? You have heard many lectures where this is explained. No? We have two sides in us. So it comes out. But if a devotee is sincere and will say, goodbye, I don't need this any longer, then his heart really gets purified. So this is why Sukadev Goswami, he says, in the same way as only fire and nothing else can purify gold, only the Lord, when he enters the heart and mind of the yogis, can purify us. And that is why Shukadev Goswami and all the authorities say, we need the Lord, we need the Lord, we need the fire of the Lord, we need it in Kali Yuga. That's why there is no superior process to purifying the impure heart than chanting the holy name, which is identical, I mean the holy name, who is identical with the Lord and who will enter the heart of the conditioned soul in the form of transcendental sound vibration. This is the logic of why of behind this verse, why Shukadev Goswami can say this process works in Kali Yuga. It's the only thing which is left, which is working. Now, my dear devotees, when someone chants, the Lord will hear him and will release the queen, or not the king, it's called the king, of all his energies. Do you know what is the king of Krishna's energies? Is it the Srishti Shakti, the energy which has created this universe? That's not bad, this energy, no? I mean, that's a tremendous energy. What Ladini Shakti is the king of Krishna's energy. Someone says, is it the king? Ladini Shakti is Radha. That's not, Radha is female. So you did not think properly. What is the king of Krishna's energies? It is described in our Shakti, there is, for instance, the Icha Shakti. Icha Shakti means whatever the Lord wants, bloop, it becomes manifested. A powerful energy the Lord has. You and me don't have this energy. Whatever we want is not manifested. I can show you. I want good weather, and the weather will stay like this. don't have the Icha Shakti. If Krishna says, may the weather be sunny, the next moment it is, because he has that Shakti. But even more powerful than the Icha Shakti or the Srishti Shakti, Srishti means creating, is his Kripa Shakti, the energy by which he shows mercy to the conditioned soul. And when this energy, my dear devotees, when this is mobilized, then the highest aim of your spiritual life is reached. You will not only understand, but your spiritual, what is it called, identity, will manifest by his Kripa Shakti. You will, then it's all over. The drama is over. The drama of being in a false role, in a false body, in a false mind, which is not our identity. Krishna's, my dear devotees, Krishna's holy name is a touchstone because it has a Shakti in it which can transform you. When you take a touchstone and hold it to iron, boom, iron becomes transformed into pure gold. The holy name is Nama Chintamani. It's also a touchstone because it touches you, and then this energy, Kripa Shakti energy, works. And it transforms your heart gradually and makes it purer and purer and purer and drives the schluck out, the dross, the impurities out. This is the idea of this sadhana, of this practice. Now, how do I perform this practice? Can you tell me the one thing which you feel, if you would learn to do this in your chanting, would change your chanting and bring it to a more powerful level? Anyone? One thing only, Brajabandhu. If you would ask Krishna for in the sadhana of chanting for one thing, what would you ask him? It's a good question, isn't it? We need to think a little bit about this. Yes. No need to. Imagine Krishna's. You're meeting a great soul and say, "I want a blessing." Yes, what blessing? Now, I want a blessing in relationship to my chanting of the holy name. What would you ask for? Concentration. The representative would ask for concentration. Others?
Faith.
Peace?
Faith.
Faith, faith, faith. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's...
Undivided focus.
Undivided focus. Wonderful.
Ability to hear carefully.
Ability to hear carefully.
Service
mode. I would ask him, can I chant please in a service mode? Wonderful. See how the
taste.
Wow. Taste. What? To hear the pure name. You would ask for this. Oh, that's a high thing, Shinigata. Now comes the broad field. Yeah, wonderful. That's always good. Yes, Krishna consciousness. You all have excellent answers. Haridas Thakur says there's one thing in chanting where he needs help. There's one thing he cannot do alone. One thing which would change all the chanting. This one thing, he says, is to chant with attention. Like most of you, most of your answers, undivided focus, I want to hear properly, or Dhira Prashanta, concentration, and so on, had to do with this paying full attention. You're on the right track. Because, my dear devotees, if you can chant with attention, you have changed the original problem why we are in this world. We are here in this world because we did no longer want to attend to Krishna. We didn't want to serve him any longer. We didn't want to pay attention to him. We wanted to pay attention to our own desires, whatever they are. We are inattentive to Krishna since time immemorial. And of course, when you take on to a Krishna conscious sadhana, this Adi problem, or this Ur-problem, we would say, this original problem, will manifest in your chanting. Your mind will just run away from Krishna. No, no, no. This is exactly what we don't need here, the mind will say. I am here in this world exactly because I don't want to be with Krishna. I don't want him to be in the center like this. I'm also there. No, I have to also be in the center. Krishna says, okay, if you want to have this life where you are in the center, there is a place for you where you can live out this dream, this impossible dream. So, my dear devotees, inattention while we chant is a bigger problem than just a psychological, problem. It's not psychological, a functional problem of the mind. It is the original problem which we all have. And Haridas Thakur therefore says, simply by one's own endeavor, no one in this world can overcome distractedness or inattention. Such a victory, he says, it's a victory when you become attentive to Krishna. You can say, jai, jai, jai. Your material life now starts to wane. Wane means to become less and less and less and then disappear. Such a victory can only come about by your merciful blessings, my Lord. Therefore, it is, what is it? It is absolutely, therefore it is absolutely necessary to beg for your grace. My dear devotees, We cannot chant. Our mind, which we have to focus, is not able to grasp Krishna. It's a material thing. It cannot grasp a spiritual entity. Rupa Goswami has written about this. Atta Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Krayam Indriya Nabhavet Se Vanmukhe Hi Jivado Svayam Eva Spurajada. Do you know what this means? It means you can't do it. I will translate it word by word now. He says, therefore the dull material senses cannot capture or grasp the holy name of the Lord, the form, the qualities and the pastimes. Not possible. This is not possible. How can you grab? You know, this is what Socrates said when Socrates was asked, what should we do when you are dead, Socrates? He said, first of all, catch me. I'm a soul. How can you catch me? With your hands or with your whatever. No? We cannot catch Krishna, who is the supreme soul. It is not possible. But Krishna has one weakness in his heart. Those sevanmukhehi jivado, those who have this inclination of service. Jiva Goswami said, those who are inclined to take the holy name as a service, to them, svayam eva spurajada, I become manifested, he appears. You cannot go up and catch Krishna, but Krishna can come down to you. Hare Krishna. Therefore, but you need to beg him in the mood of service. You need to serve Krishna through chanting the holy name, avoiding and begging. Oh Krishna, Krishna Tomahana. For so many long, for so much long time, I've completely forgotten you, Krishna. Completely. For so many long years in this material world. It was an odyssey. I've completely forgotten you. But today, some good intelligence has come to me by the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. Today, I'm turning to you as your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. This verse is there. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is there we can find. This is Sevanmukhe, turning with an inclination to Krishna. Then this inattention to Krishna, this turning away from Krishna can be changed. But really, my dear devotees, we are only successful if Krishna accepts us. Krishna gives us his mercy. Then we can chant. Otherwise, it is not possible because the mind just doesn't want this. It's a material thing. It does not want to tune into Krishna. It is not. Only when you purify it by chanting, there's a time when the mind will first find great taste in the chanting. Oh, that's already half the battle when you have. And then it will switch. The mind will find great taste in Krishna. Not only the sadhana, the practice of devotional service, but also the object that is Krishna will be very, very tasty. And then we will become very. Then our life starts, then we are again in good Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. This I wanted to say because today Ekadashi is there and we will give in the afternoon session. There's a new book, is there? It's not yet printed, but everything is finished. It's you only look for a good printer. It's called the Living Name. And then when Krishna is merciful and we find a good printer, we will print it. But I'm already giving, based on this book, retreats, and I've developed a little workshop for this afternoon for you based on these timeless teachings, and we will see if we can do something turning to Krishna and then begging for him to accept us. Dobro. So I'm finished here. We have a few more minutes to 9 o'clock. Do you have any questions at this stage? Ananda Gopal, Ananda Gopal, the blissful Gopal. Yes, we will give you a microphone.
Thank you very much for the presentation and for the lecture. When I understand that we are in completely polluted area and that we realize in our practical daily life that we suffer because of that pollution, the normal conclusion is that, okay, let's do this unfinished job which Srila Prabhupada left us and let's have...
I'm sorry, the normal... What's with this unfinished... job?
Job.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like normal conclusion. Let's have communities, let's live together, because I know that communities will not solve our own individual problems, but it's much easier. You know, with the devotees, everything is much, much easier. So my question is, why we are so eagerly, or why we are so dedicating to avoiding this thing to have communities, to live together, because, you know, it is, I don't know, I think that in material life it's very, very heavy, and to have faith in materialists and they own things, it's really utopia, but with the devotees, even the worst things are much, much easier, and this community is like normal process, Srila Prabhupada said that we have to do so, but we are not so on ISKCON global level, we are not so develop in that way, communities come together and fall apart and things like that. Why is so like that?
There may be, there are for sure many, many reasons, and some are psychological, but I would like to address an interesting aspect that is practical reasons. I have noted, or let me say, we human beings have certain needs, and they must be met. This is eating, you know, we must eat, we must have some shelter, a house, or a roof over the head, we say in German. You know, these, I'm speaking of these basic needs, which we have as human beings. And I have seen communities which can supply an economic basis attract quickly members. I see this in where we live, in outside of Berlin. There is a strong economic community, Time Waver, you know, that it's a medical device which is people like to buy it, and it's quite expensive. You know, there is, in other words, Lakshmi is generated, and so many devotees come and want to be part of this because there is an economical foundation. I found this also near Goloka Dham. There is one very nice devotee. He was for a long time the leading temple president of our German Yatra. And he has a factory called Govindas. There are many devotees who would not be with us. I know. They would go their own ways are there just because they can meet these needs which they have and the families have. So I think communities, we will have to address this point of needs which are met. And that requires some intelligent planning, really, of the members. I believe at that moment the problem which maybe is also there, not maybe, which is there, that everyone, that devotees they have seen in our communities sometimes there are quarrels and therefore they are not attracted any longer. But in the kami world there are also, you know, you have worked in the hospital, how much is there between, much bigger. Yeah, we are pure angels, so to say, in comparison. No, if you see someone, if you go to the outside world, I hear sometimes as a preacher there are dramas. But we are also not bad in politics, you know. We are also quite powerful, but not as bad as the kamis, by Krishna's mercy. I don't want to talk about what I've just heard from the kami world. No need. So, but I really feel this economic thing is dry. People can, you know, devotees feel they can make money in the world for their families, for their children, and so on. And it's not yet our devotional communities, with a few exceptions. There are good exceptions over the world, I believe. In Hungary we have such a wonderful farm, so nice. But they have really a lot of intelligence in the management. I once met a few devotees. I know His Holiness Shivaram Maharaj, very structured thinker, can only pay our obeisances from the four directions of the, you know, and so on. But I think they must have addressed this also. I do not know this community so much any longer, because no need. They have very good preaching going on. There is no need. This is a very good thing. I have seen in Germany, I know a little bit because I'm from there. I've seen the moment you have an economic situation which works, which addresses the needs and other needs, devotees come and they do not need, they are not always super high class pure devotees. They're just, their needs are taken care of. And then they understand it's much better with devotees. My dear devotees, I can see this will be the last question. Yes. Audaya Chandika, of course, I know. Yes, Audaya Chandika. Dear Prashanta, microphone is.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the lecture. I have a question regarding the mind. When you were saying that if you are angry or distracted or whatever, and we need to vatsati, not just all the anger, and we need to do also something regarding this. But why is so hard? Or I mean, as how to recognize that this I need to throw away? You know, how to take responsibility? Because many people, this is what I was discussing with the devotees. Sometimes we are saying, well, that's the way I am. You know, if I'm angry, I have that kind of temper. So how to recognize that this is really my problem, which I need to deal with,
yes.
Or how to take responsibility regarding this, because it's not easy.
You are a psychologically trained devotee, so I will give you an answer which touches on this dimension. I feel very important to address the psychological dimension. Behind all our strong feelings, anger is one, you know, lust is one. Envy can be very strong. I'm speaking of these feelings which have temperature, which have some energy to them. There is usually a need behind it. For instance, between anger could be a lack, a great frustration with myself and with my life. And this I find is very much behind angry people. Or let us speak of other strong emotions. I don't want to try to be a psychoanalyst, because I've dealt with this before, and I do not like any longer to go too much into this. In the Vedic way, there will be a little. But there are needs, and I find out in my spiritual life, when I get into emotions which are not good, I as an individual feel I'm a little critical with myself and with others, and I tend to manifest that, and it's not good, it doesn't help anyone. I see there is always a need behind it, and I have to deal with that need which is underneath it. I'm not frustrated, I'm not satisfied and content with my own spiritual life, and then I'm critical with myself and with everyone around me. So that I wanted to give you an example of an individual. I don't want to pick an example from anyone of the group. I could do that, and you would, but then I would again be aggressive or critical of my audience, which I don't want to be. So better to be critical with myself. You have to see what is behind it. I find this in preaching very much. I'm often consulting devotees. This is one of the services of which preachers do. And when devotees are upset about something, I always try to help them to see where the situation originates in themselves, because I can only be upset with something if it resonates with me. There must be something in me which has something to do with this. The world acts as a mirror and shows me things which I need to correct. So I always feel it's good to work in your own circle of influence and work on yourself. And then magically, problems can disappear in the world. I've seen this many, many times. So in spiritual counseling, I think it's important to bring a person to understand what is the underlying need for satisfaction, for being appreciated, for being, there are a few needs which we have as human beings. And then when this need is met, these unhealthy emotions stop. Of course, there are many things which are mistaken in the world and which need correction. But I'm speaking now about something else, how to become satisfied. Because if you can correct the world, if you have not corrected what's wrong inside, you remain discontent. has to be a healthy balance, and I think we start with ourselves, and then we can go into the world and correct the mistakes of others and so on in a constructive way. Good. This question requires more consideration, but time is there. Good that you are here. You want to give us an orientation. Here's our Madhva Muni. I want to say, please see, our Madhva Muni is doing a great sacrifice. He has a wonderful new boy who needs attention, but still he's here, and his good wife Kishori is here, and the little boys are here to serve all of us. The most little boy is not able to do much at the moment. So I'm very grateful to Madhva Muni that he has decided to give his full power again. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for this kind observation. Dear devotees, I will give a few announcements. We have a few surprises, few good news actually. One is that Bhaktivedanta Maharaj has just arrived. I just got SMS like 8:22. He's arriving at the airport. We didn't know actually the date. He said he will come at the end of the summer camp, but this is a good news. At the same time, the news is that tomorrow there will be more sun here, so randomly. And the day after tomorrow we will have Rata Yatra, so we really need sun and good weather and good enthusiasm from devotees. So maybe you notice there is a board with who is giving classes, but yeah, we have so many changes, like gurus are coming out of, and then actually there are many factors. I will tell you today we have seminars of His Holiness Prabhupada Maharaj at 12 o'clock, and at 1:30 seminar of Rohini Sutta Prabhu. Then after there is seminar of His Holiness Satchinanda Maharaj at 5 p.m. And we might have something from Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, but first we have to speak with him. And now I would use this opportunity to ask Maharaj.
We could have this japa session after this break, just if there is...
I have decided to do it in my seminar time at 5 o'clock. You
then
thought?
We have empty slot and empty.
Aha! Yeah? Because we have not all chanted.
Yes.
Maybe for 1 hour. One hour, not more. Yeah.
Okay. So we have one empty sheet, how do you say, empty
slot.
Slot. Empty slot from right after the breakfast. Up to the noon, let's say from 11 to 12.
Yes.
Right, yeah. So we can use it for this chanting. Guru Maharaj said, like, we didn't actually chant a lot today. So this is a good opportunity. Also, technically, in the days that are coming, we will have more guests, like Ramakana Maharaj.
Oh, good.
I think he's coming tomorrow, and then. Bir Krishna Maharaj, so we won't have so much time for this to chant together with guidance of Satchinanda Maharaj.
Yeah, actually that's a good idea. We could just, because japa is sometimes difficult when there's so on summer camps, I know. Everyone is here and here, then one has a pizza in the left hand, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. That's Serbia. We can see all kinds of creative creative sadhanas. Krishna. So we can have at 11 o'clock, it will be just us chanting, and I will give a few suggestions how to go deep.